When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Attention shoppers, attention shoppers. Employees Only is an improvised comedy podcast about a fictional big box store. Any similarity to real stores or real people is completely coincidental.
Guys, welcome to the break room and welcome to Third Shift here at our 24-hour Buywell. I have you all on the late shift for the first time tonight. Thanks for stepping up since our usual midnight skeleton crew is down with COVID.
Jerry, we're getting like time and a half for being here, right?
Yes, Shiloh, you're getting time and a half.
Oh, thank God. I'm missing a rave for this.
It's going to be just the five of us in the store overnight. It's going to be like the Breakfast Club, y'all.
So does that make you the dickbag principal that we all hate?
Does this mean you buying us breakfast? Is this like a breakfast for dinner situation?
Yeah, no, we're not getting breakfast. It's a movie. Anyway, I hope y'all got plenty of sleep and took a little vitamin D, because if you're not used to working the midnight shift, it can really mess with your head a little bit, okay? You have to be careful.
Yeah, okay, Jerry. I've been partying for 36 hours straight, so I've gotten plenty of vitamin D.
I don't know how to interpret that wink she gave when she said vitamin D.
Oh, it means penis.
My hypothesis was correct, okay.
From fish sticks to ride-on mowers, nothing we don't sell. Buy everything, buy well.
So everybody thinks they're prepared for a full night in the store.
I'm going to drink twice as many Diet Cokes as I usually do. And hey, if any of you guys need any help keeping awake tonight, just think about the fact that the Supreme Court is 62% conservative.
And then if you don't want to do that because it's lame, just snort some of this Addy I have in my locker.
The late shift says there's a ghost of a dead customer who haunts the aisle, so I want to see if I can find the ghost and help him resolve whatever his issues were on Earth, you know? They always got unfinished business, so.
You're trying to catch a ghost?
Yeah, I don't really like helping living people, but dead people, I'm all about getting them some peace.
You help the dead customers more than you help the living customers. Oh, I wish that was not true. And Victor, you've done this before, so you should be fine.
Yeah, there's no problem for me. I use Leonardo da Vinci's polyphasic sleep process. I take a series of 20-minute naps throughout a 24-hour period. In fact, I think I'm due for one right about now. See you in 20 minutes, y'all.
Wow. He is just... Look, you can't even... He is really asleep.
Mm-mm, that sounds unhealthy. I think he has, like, sleep Algeria.
Yeah, I think you mean sleep apnea, Shiloh, and there definitely sounds like there's some sort of blockage.
Yeah, he needs a pap smear machine.
It's not a pap smear. I think we actually have some sleep apnea machines on discount on aisle 17. We should let Victor know about that.
Sometimes I just leave a note on him if you want him to know something.
Oh, that's a good idea. Here, let me write a little note and stick it right here on his forehead. There we go.
He'll get it.
Bye, Will!
Okay, oh my God, Liz, I have to tell you, Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner are being called the new It couple for the year.
No, no, no. The new It couple is Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un. Did you see these two meet up last week? Normally, when two men who can't stop crossing boundaries are in the same room, it's a Chris D'Elia podcast.
Honestly, I kind of love it when powerful evil men meet up. It's scary, but like in a hot way. Like Willem Dafoe would.
Oh yeah, that's a definite would. I'm just happy they found each other, you know? Putin, Kim Jong-un. I know how hard it is to find a guy you can talk about intercontinental ballistic missiles with.
What is dictator small talk like? Like, hey, what kind of art do you like? Giant pictures of yourself? Me too.
I mean, I know he's evil or whatever, but I gotta be honest, I would hang out with Kim Jong-un in a heartbeat. North Korean barbecue has to be next level. I mean, no one makes sure it's perfect like a chef who serves a murderous dictator. Every meal is an elimination challenge.
Kim Jong-un and Putin are teaming up. This is like the weirdest crossover ever. This is like Skeletor and Shredder getting together.
I feel bad for whatever 007 type comes to kill them and then has to hear two boring villain monologues instead of the usual one. Well, it seems like you've stumbled into my trap, Mr. Bond. Well, it seems like you've also stumbled into my trap, Mr. Bond. Arguing over which unnecessarily complicated and slow torture mechanism to throw him in. Well, I brought a slow motion laser. Well, I brought a piranha tank that opens very slowly. Oh, boy. Oh, to be a fly on the wall.
If they wanted to try some sort of like slow torture, they should just listen to Victor talk about old-timey weapons.
We should be worried. Putin's gone back to his crazy friends. You only do that when you have no one else to turn to and no one else to talk to. If you ever see me with my cousin Harold, run.
Well, I know Harold. He's helped me out a few times.
You don't want Harold's help.
This is really, though, not a good sign for Putin. Like, how many ideas had to bomb before you were like, have we tried asking North Korea?
Although, it must be cool to see someone in real life that you usually only see on, like, the dictator group chat. It's like, oh, you're that tall? So weird.
Kim Jong-un doesn't fly, so he took his huge bulletproof train that he zips around in over to meet with Putin. Talk about overcompensating.
Oh my God, do you think the train also makes really loud noises like all those divorced dads on motorcycles?
Yeah, this is the one train that you can rev.
Wait a minute, a bulletproof train? Who is he getting attacked by, Billy the Kid? What kind of old-ass method of protection is that?
He can elude surface-to-air missiles, but he can be stopped by a branch on the tracks.
Bye, Will!
Okay, guys, don't worry. I told Jerry there was a night possum loose in cosmetics, so he'll be very busy looking for that mammal for a long time.
Charlotte, they're not just mammals. They're North America's only native marsupial. If you frighten them, they'll just open their jaws and play possum. Truly one of nature's miracles.
Wow, why does a miracle make me so sad and dry? Where was I? Liz, I have to tell you something. I met this guy at this party, and he was throwing off so much riz.
There is that word again. What does riz mean, exactly? Is it charisma? I just can't keep up with all these Gen Z terms. Ani and Tori have been throwing the word riz around. At first, I was concerned because I was like, that sounds like a bodily discharge. But then I also think they make up words just to mess with me. Is scoop-de-boop-de a thing?
Liz, you're embarrassing yourself, okay? Look, I'm around enough pubescence on the Magic the Gathering scene to have picked up that riz is something I don't have. In fact, they told me that I have reverse riz. I have zero.
Oh my God. I cannot believe I have to hang out with ancient people all day. I feel like Selena Gomez in Only Murders in the Building, except nobody is murdering any of you.
I believe the riz is one of the fellas from the rap ensemble, the Wu-Tang Clan.
No, Victor, that's the RZA, a.k.a. Bobby Digital.
It's the Riz, the Ghost Man.
Ghost Face.
Oh, yes.
Listen, I keep telling my kids not to use internet slang because they're probably just appropriating black culture, and that's whack.
I just don't like how it sounds. Riz sounds nasty. It's too close to jizz and whiz.
Wait, it's actually also incredibly close to Liz. Does Liz have Riz?
No. Liz has depression.
Anyway, by the time white people learn about slang, it's already too late. You can't use the word once they're on it. That's like meeting somebody at their funeral.
100%. It doesn't matter what Riz means anymore. Now that I've heard three old people say it, I will not be saying that word. This is just like when those old white Republicans ruined dabbing.
I get it. My estranged husband tries to use the same slang my daughters do. It's like, you go, Jamethy. I'm sure all the girls at the college bar think your new Olivia Rodrigo shirt really slaps on your 43-year-old man tits.
You know, from another perspective, I have lots of Riz. If you're talking about Sky Rizzy, the medication I take for my psoriasis.
Nothing is everything.
By Well!
Oh my God, this is so boring. Nobody comes in during the midnight shift like nothing is happening. I've already recalibrated every single flat screen in electronics. That's gotta almost be morning, right? What time is it?
12:30? We've been here 30 minutes.
Oh my God, Victor.
Sorry to be the bearer of bad news.
Okay. Oh man, I don't know about y'all, but I am feeling it already. How is everyone doing?
Sharp as a tack there, Jer. My sleep rhythm keeps me fully alert at every moment of consciousness.
Hey, look at that. Robert's doing inventory. I see you got some paperwork out here, Robert. Nice work, buddy.
I've been looking through these old reports about customers who died in the store. I'm trying to figure out who the ghost is. I'm thinking it's the guy that got trampled to death during the Black Friday sale.
Oh, my God. If only our prices hadn't been so low that day.
Why are you guys so tired? I mean, probably because you're, like, old and sad. I'm, like, young and hot. I'm, like, used to dancing at the clubs. So I'm, like, so awake right now.
Oh. Looks as if Shiloh has adopted my polyphasic sleep process.
Shiloh, wake up, please. Can you wake up?
Oh, P.S. there, Robert. When I woke up from my last polyphasic sleep session, I was covered in notes, messages from the beyond. The ghosts are leaving us clues. Something, a mask, something, something. I have a feeling that perhaps this spirit met their end in the field of Ypres or Passchendaele. We got ghostly World War I veterans out here.
Hey, maybe when you take your nap, you're going into the spiritual realm and you're able to communicate with the undead. Maybe you should take another nap and see if you get any more correspondence going.
Truly, this sleep method has unseen benefits. Thank you, Robert. I will enter the world of dreams and see what messages I can bring back from the beyond.
Hey, wait a minute. If everyone is in this break room right now, who is out there running the store?
Oh.
Okay. We forgot to run the store. Everybody back out there. Come on, we're the only ones here.
By Well!
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hey guys, I'm home.
Everyone knows that it's Dad's job to be a bit of a joker.
Sorry I'm late, everyone. There was an accident at the factory. Monty fell into the upholstery machine. Don't worry, though. He's fully recovered.
Good one, Dad.
Did you get the pizza for dinner?
So he likes to keep everyone happy with some dad jokes.
Yep, right here. I had a coupon, and it saved me a lot of dough.
Well, the truth is, Dad is just a fun guy.
Hey, I'm not a mushroom.
Please stop. Where does he get these stupid jokes from?
He listens to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast.
Oh, great. More dad jokes for me.
We've delivered over 15,000 jokes to over 3 million listeners, and man, the postage fees are killing us. Listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Check the backseat. Check the backseat.
All right, come here.
Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
Bye, Will!
Oh boy, Victor. I bet you want to take a trip to Mexico real bad right now.
Why? What have you heard? Those charges were dropped.
Oh my God, you're so sketchy. No, I just read that Mexico's Congress just had a bunch of experts come in there and say that aliens could be real. They even showed them alien mummies that they found in Peru.
You know, they just had a hearing about extraterrestrials on the floor of the United States Congress, although they denied my repeated petitions to testify, despite the fact that I have been probed on multiple occasions.
Well, I think we're no different from Mexico. They brought mummies to Congress. We've got Mitch McConnell and Dianne Feinstein. We let our mummies make laws, so.
Wait a minute. Alien mummies? That's two monsters in one. What's next? Vampire mermaids? That actually sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, that sounds, frightening and deeply erotic.
I'm sorry, when an alien crashes in Mexico, it's like all fun and cool and everybody's interested. But when I crash in Mexico, they make me take a breathalyzer and suspend my passport?
You got to be really careful when you're accusing someone of being an alien. You could easily be wrong. And then you're just stuck there awkwardly pulling on the beard of a mall, Santa. Happens every year.
I just hope these aliens stay away, guys. Going by movies, they're mostly bad news. You got a better chance of meeting a winner on Christian Tinder than you do in a UFO.
Ooh, I didn't know Tinder had a Christian setting. I love that.
Really, Shyla? You want to go after guys that are super into Jesus?
Ooh, yes. I want to drag them into sin. Hello, Passion Project.
Can you select other pantheons on Tinder? Women who are into the gods of Asgard or...
Victor? Did he just fall asleep talking?
Oh my God, quick, Robert, write another note and put it on his forehead.
All right. What should I say? He thinks it's a World War I ghost.
Tell him there's extra munitions in one of the boxes of Lucky Charms and he has to go through all of them.
How do you spell munitions?
M-O-O-N. I don't know. What is this math? I hate this.
It's a ghost. He don't have to spell it perfect.
Bye, Will!
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hey guys, I'm home.
Everyone knows that it's Dad's job to be a bit of a joker.
Sorry I'm late, everyone. There was an accident at the factory. Monty fell into the upholstery machine. Don't worry, though. He's fully recovered.
Good one, Dad.
Did you get the pizza for dinner?
So he likes to keep everyone happy with some dad jokes.
Yep, right here. I had a coupon, and it saved me a lot of dough.
Well, the truth is, Dad is just a fun guy.
Hey, I'm not a mushroom.
Please stop. Where does he get these stupid jokes from?
He listens to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast.
Oh, great. More dad jokes for me.
We've delivered over 15,000 jokes to over 3 million listeners, and man, the postage fees are killing us. Listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
I will.
You know, one time when I worked the night shift, I had to throw a man and a woman out of the store for trying to have sex in housewares. I threw them out right away. I didn't silently watch them have sex to completion.
God, who was it? Lauren Boebert and her date? Did you guys hear about them at Beetlejuice? Just getting to third base? They had to kick her out because she was vaping and letting her date just honk on her tits. Like, what is happening with elected officials in this country?
I don't understand what the big deal is. Okay, so she interrupted a musical. Big deal. I got kicked out of a wedding for getting to second base. My sister was like, you're ruining my special day. And I was like, okay, jealous much, virgin?
At least you're consistent, Shyla. And your sister's not a person who claims that drag shows expose children to sex. Lauren Boebert is out here trying to cancel drag while she's given HJs at an all-ages show. She's the one exposing children to sex. In fact, there was a pregnant woman behind her. She was exposing them as a fetus.
Lord, ain't always the way. People in power think they can just walk all over us and the rules don't apply to them. But there is one thing that we lowly working people will not tolerate, and that is messing with Beetlejuice. Lauren Boebert, you do well to remember that. You say his name with respect, but not three times, unless you want some chaos to pop off.
Listen, you don't get to hate gay people and then go to musicals. Conservative Christians are only allowed to see Joseph, Jesus Christ Superstar, and the high school version of Grease where they cut out Rizzo. That's it.
Look, though I don't condone her behavior, okay, I do understand the struggle. I, too, get uncontrollably aroused at the sight of a giant sandworm descending upon the recently deceased. But, you know, I can keep myself in check.
I mean, we got Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, Matt Gaetz. The GOP has gone downhill. You used to have to be a member of Skull and Bones to get into the GOP. Now you just have to be freshly fired from Chuck E. Cheese.
Ooh, I qualify.
I, too, spent some time behind the mouse mask.
Victor, they're supposed to be robots. What were you doing in that costume?
One of the robots broke down, so they hired me to play the tambourine in the Rock of Fire explosion. It was pretty good money. And they let me hang out in the ball pit for free.
So she just now got divorced and she's out at musicals grabbing dicks? I bet that dude probably pointed to his dick and was like, it's showtime! And he probably had bad teeth, too, just like Beetlejuice.
Oh, by the way, y'all, if you want some Lucky Charms, I open like a dozen boxes of these things looking for munitions. I've received more messages. Oh, it appears I've said something amusing. Perhaps I have Riz after all.
I will!
This is my fifth Diet Coke. I think if I have any more, my kidneys are going to give out.
You need a pig kidney.
I am afraid to ask, but what are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. Fascinating story. An NYU hospital transplanted a pig's kidney into a human body, and it worked for 2 months. It's a milestone for animal-human transplantation.
This is not okay with me unless they can train the pig to use those little talking buttons that the dogs use on TikTok so that I can hear the pig's clear consent.
I mean, science is always coming up with new and fascinating ways to make me barf. I'm sorry, but the only pig I'm letting inside of me is this financial broker I matched with on Christian Tinder.
Do pig kidneys even work on human food, or would I have to bring my own trough of slop wherever I go? My tofu already gets me enough stares as it is, you know?
Oh, that's what you're eating. I thought that was slop. Oh, I feel so much better for you, Liz.
I'm gonna outlive you, Shyla.
Yeah, honestly, probably.
Pigs really have terrible luck. I mean, their muscles are delicious. They make the best food. Their skin makes a perfect football. And now their kidneys save our lives. It's like they made a wish to be the best at everything, but it was one of them asshole genies that gives you what you ask for, but not the way you ask for it. like Kazam.
I feel like this news is like a real mixed bag for Muslim kidney patients, because the doctor's like, good news, you'll live completely normal life before you suffer in all eternity in Jannah.
I'd be careful if I were these doctors. Pigs can be very sexually aggressive. Trust me.
By whale!
Okay, guys. Jerry's in the freezer section. I figure we've got at least 30 minutes before he figures out that no one's out there, so...
This night shift is scary. Some crackhead could come in here with a gun and hold us up.
Yeah, so many crackheads with guns. And then they're going after Hunter Biden, you know? He just got indicted because he bought a handgun without disclosing he had a drug addiction. Hopefully he comes in, though. He's cute.
Yeah, I know, right? For somebody who smokes crack, he looks incredible. Let's open an impeachment inquiry into his skincare routine, because what is that? Aloe?
Wait, hold on. If you're on crack, you're supposed to write that in the gun application? I'm sorry. I think I know if that was something you had to put on it. I got an application right here. Yeah, here it is. Okay, yeah. See, nothing here that's... Oh my gosh, a little box that says, are you on crack? Check yes or no. Well, all right. Egg on my face, I guess.
Victor, you buy guns? I thought you would use, like, more, I don't know, like World War II things with bayonets.
Oh, Shiley, sweet summer child. I use all kind of black powder weapons, edged weapons, swords, the katanas of feudal Japan. But this doesn't mean that I don't also dabble in conventional modern weaponry.
How am I bored and scared at the same time? I hate this conversation.
Wait, let me get this straight. So... you can't buy a gun on drugs, but we can sell guns in a pharmacy that's also a liquor store. I gotta stand up for my boy Hunter here for a second. His mother and sister died in a car accident. Then later, his brother, universally regarded as better than him, died of cancer. He's the last man standing besides the president of the United States. We gotta give this guy a break. I would be on... a little bit of crack if I had that much loss in my life.
All I have to say is it seems as though the hunter has become the hunted.
Wait a minute. Is Hunter the only man to have their dick presented to the U.S. Congress? The Republican showed a picture of his penis in a hearing. Bill Clinton didn't even get that.
Oh, you don't think that's the first dick pic they're watching behind closed doors? Every closed door Senate subcommittee is a slideshow of all kinds of... manners of wieners.
So that's why they can never get any laws passed.
Because those clowns in Washington are always ogling slideshows of various dinguses, dongs, and what have you. They put it right in front of your face. What is the Washington Monument, Robert?
It's very dicky.
I rest my case.
The irony is, people that smoke crack need guns the most. I mean, have you watched Scarface? Have you watched any of these cocaine movies? Guns are mandatory. What would narcos be if they were just using slingshots?
Well, don't count out the sling as a fine weapon. Why, back in ancient Rome, Shiloh, where are you going?
By well!
There you guys are. You know, I keep walking in here and you're in the break room. Come on, we gotta get out there because, where is Shiloh? I haven't seen Shiloh in hours.
I think I saw her in outerwear. She was sleeping in a nest of coats. She looked so peaceful, I didn't want to disturb her. Besides, I've been told I shouldn't watch people while they sleep. Just a little peek.
Okay, Jerry, don't be mad, but I was really bored, and so I started to reorganize all of my shelves by color. And once I got started, I couldn't stop. And so now the store is just like one continuous rainbow.
I think it's a more intuitive layout, personally. I mean, as long as you know the precise color of the item you're looking for, it's a win.
Thank you, Victor.
Yeah.
I met the ghost. He's thin like a skeleton. He's got this long, greasy hair, and he's covered in blood.
Robert, that is Albert. He's a regular customer. He's just the type of person who shops at 4 a.m. He's a hemophiliac.
Oh, okay. I was wondering why he bought a Red Bull and a bag of Funyuns.
We are all losing our minds. It's no use. We need sleep. Someone get the manager and tell him we've got to close the store a couple hours so we can take a nap.
You're the manager.
Ah, I'm losing my grip on my own identity. Everything feels like a simulation. Victor, is this your face or is it just a mask?
Oh, it's a mask. It's a mask. Yeah, my World War I ghost advised me to put it on. Can't be too careful.
You guys, the sun is out. the morning shift is here. It's over. Oh, I feel so well rested. I haven't slept this well in months.
Oh my God, the morning shift is here? Oh, thank God. I have new respect for the midnight shift. And just think, y'all, we only have to do this 3 or 4 more nights until the midnight shift recovers from COVID. I will see you all tomorrow at midnight.
You see us as you want to see us. In the simplest terms and with the most convenient definitions. But what we've found is that each of us is a brain and an athlete, a basket case, a princess.
Victor, are you doing the monologue from the end of The Breakfast Club?
Oh, I love The Breakfast Club. I was Ally Sheedy every year for Halloween for like a decade.
I mean, that makeover, that is a travesty. She was better before.
Agreed. Victor, you and I today. Are we falling in love?
You know what? I'm taking all of you for breakfast after all. Let's go to Denny's.
Hey, all right.
Oh, okay. Hell yeah. Thanks, Jerry.
You're paying for your own breakfast, but I'm taking you. We can take my car.
Oh, I'm good.
Never mind. Bye, Will.
Employees Only is produced by Imagine Audio and Pretty Fast for iHeartMedia. Produced by Timothy Fornara. The associate producer is Wesley Hayes. It is executive produced by Ron Howard, Brian Grazer, Kara Welker, Nathan Clokey, and Jared Logan. Editing by Timothy Fornara. Mixing by Jay Palizzi. Casting by Sherry Henderson. Original music composed by Alloy Trax. Liz is played by Kara Klink. Rich is played by Kurt Bronneler. Victor is played by Ross Bryant. Marcia is played by Madison Shepherd. Arnold is played by James Adomian. Nia is played by Keisha Zoller. Shyla is played by Suba Argawal. And Jerry is played by Jared Logan.
Hi, this is Kurt Woodsmith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.